Does your mom know? I shake my head. Tears pop up from some hidden spring. Damn. I sniff and wipe my eyes on my sleeve. Did you get pregnant? Did he have a disease? Oh my God, are you okay? No, I don't think so. Yes, I'm okay. Well, kinda. Rachel writes in a heavy, fast hand. Who did it? I turn the page. Andy Evans. Liar! She stumbles out of her chair and grabs her books off the table. I can't believe you. You're jealous. You're a twisted little freak, and you're jealous that I'm popular and I'm going to the prom, and so you lie to me like this. And you sent me that note, didn't you? You are so sick. She spins to take on the librarian. I'm going to the nurse, she states. I think I'm going to throw up.
Melinda finally told someone about Andy. She was so worried about Rachel that she found the courage to tell her what happened. It's totally disappointing that Rachel didn't believe her, though. I'm proud of Melinda for saying something, but at the same time, I really wish she would tell someone who could help her. Still, this is a start. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're on page 184, and we're about to start the section at the bottom of the page called Chat Room.
Chat room. I'm standing in the lobby looking at the buses. I don't want to go home. I don't want to stay here. I got my hopes up half